It's early in the morning on a cool fall day. Your parents wake you up, they tell you to get dressed, wear something comfortable, possibly something you can get wet in. You're going to Six Flags. You pull up to the big gates at the parking lot. It's nice and cool out, and you've got one task, and that's to ride as many roller coasters as humanly possible before it's time to go home, or you black out. Today is episode 11. We're into the thick of it, the Robin thick of it.
Stop.
We're talking about entertainment, roller coasters, theme parks, amusement parks, all types of parks today. This is going to be a fun topic. I went to a lot of them, but you know how we like to do things around here. We like to recap anything new and exciting happening in our lives for the previous week. So let's start off with Mr. Ian. What you got for us?
Yeah, so it was a pretty good weekend. I went to a retro video game convention, and I was able to pick up a few games that I had as a kid, which is always fun.
What games?
The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on NES. I never beat it, but I think I'm going to go for it like this year or something.
Nice.
It's very hard, very difficult. The other game was an NBA game I had on Sega called NBA Hangtime. It is a similar game to NBA Jam, but there's customization within the game. So I used to create crazy characters, and it's a lot of fun. $5 sports game. And then I also picked up about 12 comic books for my collection.
Ooh.
And got a pretty good deal on that. So all in all, great day.
Would you recommend anybody from the Fort Worth area to attend? Is it for everybody, or is it only collectors? Or
they push anything retro, but they have a lot of modern stuff. But if you're a video game, what do you call that? The actual discs and cartridges. If you collect any of that or play any of that, I would recommend it. Kids get in free. It's family friendly. A lot of YouTube content creators there, or you know, B or C celebrities sometimes are there. Free arcade plays. It's usually a 2 or 3 day event, and I definitely recommend it. It does cost money for adults, of course, but all these conventions do, whether it's Comic-Con or a Collecticon. But it's just something fun to do once in a while. Just go out and get out of the house and go browse. You know, see what you can find.
And it's centrally located, so it wasn't like it was too far out of the way. Or
it wasn't that bad to get there, and they had food and beverages. If you need a adult beverage, you can get one, just like you're at a Rangers game or a football game.
I think the last time I was there was PFL, the MMA fight, and that was pretty nice. The parking was, you know, doable. They had food the whole time. It was really nice. We should go.
It's crazy how close the AT&T stadium, the Rangers new stadium that looks like an oven, like a propane grill.
Yeah.
The old ballpark, which now has Choctaw Casino emblems on it. Then you have the eSports arena and Texas Live. It's all, and there's one of those nice Sheraton hotels that shares the eSports. Yeah. So it's crazy how much stuff
is in that little...
What's the old stadium going to be?
I don't know what they use that for. I'm not...
Oh. But you said it just has Windstar...
No. It has the C with the Native American Choctaw Casino
Choctaw
logo. Yeah. So that could be a sponsor of something for any of the neighboring... stadium ballparks or whatever.
Yeah, I think they're adding to that Texas Live because now they're saying that they need to revamp the traffic in Arlington because they do want it to be kind of like an entertainment hub.
Arlington has one of the worst, I don't know what it's called, but like basically like the city of Arlington says for every like building size you have to have 2.5 parking spots. So they just build out further and further from the building, right? Like the Dallas Cowboys, like it's probably blocks of parking, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because Arlington has such a ridiculous parking law or whatever in that city. And so literal just like neighborhoods. I remember like whenever they were building the new Cowboys Stadium, and you know, hundreds of people got eminent domained out of their fucking house. Yeah. And that sucks. Like, I'm sorry, that sucks.
I think
like,
they still get paid pretty.
Yeah, they got paid.
They did, but at the same time,
like, I don't want to move. Here's a check.
Well, people were holding out, and then eventually I think they got forced out. And it's like, dude, that's not fair.
It's like, I want Jerry Jones to come down here and sign the check to me personally, then I'll move.
Well, what they don't want to wait for is for them to start building something close by and then raising your taxes to where you can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And then they'll just wait for the bank to foreclose on you and get it for dirt cheap, too. Dang.
That's the end game.
Mm-hmm. So take the money and run. But yeah, I kind of like that they're revamping that area and they're taking that into consideration, because I used to live a couple of streets away from the Cowboys Stadium, and on a day like today when Cowboys would play, like, I would leave Arlington. I would go and stay in a friend's house until 9, 10
Where did you live in Arlington, and how long and when?
I lived off of Lincoln Street.
I don't know where that's
at. And that's on the other side of Cooper and 30. So going that way, like if you take 30 and you exit off and you go left on Cooper, mm-hmm. it's like three streets down, and we were literally like walking distance from Cowboy Stadium. Mm. Food was more expensive during that time. You couldn't get delivery because the rates shot up. If you think DoorDash is bad now, think about back then.
There's so much walking you have to do. Depending on if you're attending an event,
mm-hmm.
wherever you park at.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be in shape to, like, go to one of those games.
Because I know even at AAC, which I don't know how they charge tickets for this, but that has to be the most uncomfortable seating in the world. The TCU volleyball game had better seating than AAC does, and it's a much smaller venue.
Yeah.
So, I think that esports and the esports arena in Arlington is on the up and up as far as bang for your buck, for one. And then it's centrally located, so you're not spending half a tank to get there. So, we'll have to do something there soon.
Yeah, I went to a college football game at the AT&T Stadium, and we Ubered it there and to the next place in Arlington. I think we ended up going to, like, a Dave and Buster's in Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to get an Uber outside of the stadium. So we had to walk, huff it, like, a couple of blocks across from the main parking to, like, just some random gas station. Then take an Uber, have the Uber be able to navigate the traffic to get to you, to then take you, not, you know, a couple of blocks or a few miles or whatever. But, yeah, it's kind of a navigation nightmare.
Absolutely.
Can be. Yeah.
You know what else is a navigation nightmare? Six Flags.
It's in
that first time. Bristol, your first experience at Six Flags.
I don't remember my very first time.
First ride?
I don't remember. It was probably like, you know, the boat one with the water, something like that.
The log ride?
The log ride.
I like those.
I like those. Those are fun.
Those are fun.
And you see all the Looney Tunes characters inside.
Is that before it drops you down that slope?
Probably. I haven't ridden the ride.
Part of the log ride experience.
Yeah. I don't remember.
The picture at the end.
Aw. My family never got a picture. We never got the picture. And now I'm regretting. Not that I had a choice, but now I'm regretting not getting the photos.
I can't remember.
The photo, yeah, that was a big one. You had a bunch of chuckleheads that would, like, pose for the photo.
Yeah.
Because they knew where it was.
I never knew where the photos were, either.
Certain rides had them.
Huh?
It was by the exit.
Mm-hmm.
Like to the left or the right of the exit. I never saw it. You gotta wait a few minutes though, because like they process the ride before you while you're on, And then while the next ride is going, they process yours.
I think we always stop to look at the photos. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, my face. So I'm like, nah, I'm good. Do you remember, did you ride the, I think you mentioned it the other day. Do you remember riding the old-timey antique cars?
The 1900s cars.
Do you remember
the
riding
antique,
those?
Antique cars that are on the track. It's on a metal track. You feel like you're steering, but I don't think you actually
It's like
are.
On a track. Yeah. So you can't go off too far.
I think I did that one.
You can get a convertible, open top, or you can get one with the top. Now, if it's super hot in the summer, I would recommend the hard top. But me and my brother got the convertible one time, and I said, let me drive. He said, no, you're too young. And he said, but halfway,
your brother was rude. He's like, I always want the middle cinnamon roll. You can't ever get it. And he's like, you can't drive either, nerd. And then he pushes him over.
Let's not play the jump to conclusions game. What I was going to say is he said, halfway through the ride, we'll swap seats and you can drive. But when you get back to the exit, I got to be driving because I'm older than you.
He doesn't know how far halfway is.
He's my older brother. He told me how far.
Why don't you just ride it twice, and then you get to drive the second time?
No, you got to move on to other things. You know, Tom. It's a big place.
I'm pretty sure that ride didn't... It never had a full line.
There was some traffic on that, yeah.
But it was never that full that you couldn't wait another 20 minutes.
Okay. What was the ride that was like a... What would you call that? The ski? It was in the open.
Oh, the bobsled?
The bobsled. That
did you ride that?
Did you ride
Which
that
one?
Which
one was the bobsled?
It's like red and black and yellow.
It's like the Olympic one, kind of. Like the bobsled.
I didn't ride that until I was older because I never knew what it was.
I remember there's a trail that walked under.
Yes.
Like a curved part of the track.
Yes.
And there's people just... You know, like screaming and going nuts. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what if they like throw up or something? Won't that hit you?
Yeah, just gonna get hit. That's like, the splash zone.
Yeah.
No, that one was fun. I don't think I did that one until
I
was older.
I never did that one.
Oh, I don't know if I could do it.
It's fun.
But I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not a roller coaster guy. I never have been. I've never experienced a roller coaster. 37 years old, my name is Ian, and I've never ridden a fast roller coaster that went over, well, I don't know how fast they go, but I'm guessing like 40 miles an hour or something.
What?
The fastest one I ever did was the Mini Mine Train, 1992.
What was do you remember the one, I don't know the name of it, Splash something.
Splash Mountain?
Is it Splash Mountain?
I think so.
Is that the big boat ride that does a U?
Like where you drop and then you splash and there are people. You wait at the end on that bridge and then you get splashed.
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never done
a hot day? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you might do it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at
y'all.
Because
that was fun. Oh, and then there was, I think at Six Flags, they had the one, like the Roaring Rapids. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's the one that flipped over and killed like 8 people because nobody could get the belts off. Or once they did get the belts off, that thing was so heavy flipped over that they couldn't get out from under it. Major safety concern. Sorry to be Debbie Downer over here. I did enjoy the Roaring Rapids, but after that incident, some changes needed to be made.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been in probably 10 years or more.
Yeah, we should go.
The Roaring Rapids.
I know.
Scary.
We should go. But not right now. I don't want to go to during Scare Fest or Fright Fest or whatever.
No. Like,
I'm not in the mood to
cool.
be scared and scared.
Yeah.
I just regular scared.
The rides are scary enough to some people, I would imagine. Maybe me.
See, that's the thing. So were you ever afraid when you got to Six Flags? Because I never was scared. I was more excited because I knew that this was like a once a year type deal.
I never got scared. I just, there were certain rides that I did not want to ride at certain ages. Like I said, I never rode the Mr. Freeze as a kid. I think I rode it once, like as I got older. But I didn't really enjoy that one as much. But I remember there was a lot of hype when it came out. Because, you know, when the whole Batman area came upon, it was all brand new, you know, because it was like an extension. Yep. And so they made the Batman ride, the Mr. Freeze. The I'm sure Joker. There's even... Yeah, there's like new rides there.
Was there a Superman ride?
Yeah, that's the one that goes straight up.
I don't like that.
The seat has the capes. Now, I would not get on that one because I did see someone get hurt on that. Sorry. I would not get on that one.
As an adult, I don't like it. I don't think I ever really enjoyed it, to be honest.
I don't like my stomach being in my throat. I don't enjoy that feeling, except at the end of the roller coaster when you get to the top and you come down. I know that's the same concept as the Superman, but after I saw that lady get hurt, I just had no desire to ride it.
Same.
What lady?
Same.
There was a lady that got her hair stuck in the ride, and so it goes all the way up, it shoots you up, and then you pause.
Oh no.
And then her hair got caught in the ride, and so when it drops you down, it like ripped a chunk of her scalp.
Sorry.
And then they expected us to want to get on that ride like right after that happened, and it's like nobody wants to ride that.
Well, wasn't there somebody that got their legs chopped off too, or was that an urban myth? I don't know.
Ian?
Well, I know here, not locally, but the chain of Six Flags, somebody, a lady did fall out of the Texas Giant, I believe.
But that was when it was wooden, right?
I want to say it was wooden, and there was a weight issue that became the subject focus of certain rides have certain requirements, whether it's height, weight, or whatever, based on the whoever engineered those rides. And when people don't follow those, there is always a potential for failure because, you know, you hear about it all the time. Certain rides get stuck upside down.
Mm-hmm.
That plays into people's fears, especially somebody like me who has never ridden stuff, is that you get stuck upside down for hours. Because that always happens like once a year.
Yeah, that happened to me once, but it wasn't that bad.
Do you remember the summer? It was the dead center of summer. And I think it was the first year that the Titan opened up. And the Titan got stuck on the top part of the highest...
Of the loop, right?
Mm-hmm. Or the highest
drop. But not upside
drop.
Down, just like
up. And it was like literally on top.
Didn't they have to like walk down? I've seen that before where someone
They had to stay in that thing in their seats. And I remember there was some bald guy, and I'm like, ooh, that guy's going to get a sunburn, like, from hell. And I remember there were choppers going around, like, filming, like, breaking news, the Titan ride is stuck at the top, and they've been stuck for, like, 2 hours. And it's like, ooh, that's not good. Like, there's no stairs that they can just
take. On some of them, there's not. Because, I mean, some of those corkscrews and things, depending on where you are in the ride, you're not supposed to be able to stand up and get out. Because my friends, they just went to Disney World and they got stuck on the Simpsons ride for like 45 minutes. And they were like, please remain calm. And then, you know, stay where you are. And they were like, trust me, we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But it was one of those where you're dangling. But they had airbags underneath the whole track that deployed when the ride got stuck.
Oh, wow.
So even if you did fall out, you just hit the airbag and you're okay.
Break it.
Did they release you like two at a time?
Pretty much.
Or like,
that would have been
could
more
you
exciting.
Imagine if they all fell out at the same time? They're just like kicking each other in the faces.
I just don't have a lot of patience, you know?
Yeah.
If I was to get stuck. Yeah, that's...
Okay. The Titan, I remember whenever it first came out, it was like 70 miles per hour, 60, I don't know, it was like 60 or 70.
At the start of the ride?
Like, just the ride
it
itself.
It
went like 60 or 70 miles per hour.
It got up to like 60.
Okay.
But it did launch you out of it, though.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm...
But I think they slowed it down because there were two sections where you're... Like, I think the G-Force was way too fast or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your eyes would go black. At least in two sections for me, it did.
Like, you would pass out?
Not pass out, just, like, go black for a second.
Hmm. Were you holding your breath?
I don't know.
You got to do your breathing treatments like you're an Air Force pilot.
Like I need that oxygen tank.
Yeah.
Just don't smoke around it.
Yeah. I never blacked out on one of those, but I could see how that could happen under certain G-forces. Like if you hit like five corkscrews back to back, like two or three is nice, but like five or six is just overkill. And you're just like, I don't like this feeling anymore. It's not fun.
Yeah.
But the Texas Giant. I have never had a good experience on that wooden roller coaster.
Well, I never rode it because everybody would always say, oh, it hurts your back. And I'm like,
every time.
Who wants to intentionally hurt their back?
Every time. And I'm like, I'm a kid. So, you know, you're like, it's not going to hurt your back. People are just being dramatic. Every time I got off of it.
Why would you continue?
And we would always ride it at the end. Like, that was our gauntlet at the end, was to ride the worst roller coaster at Six Flags. And I see why.
What was the one that just went up and down, and it was just like little?
Oh, the little, I forget what it's called.
It's like right next to the highway.
Yeah.
It's the white one. I don't know what it's called, though, but I like that one. It's just kind of simple,
so,
you know?
What are some of the names of these roller coasters? What's the one with
There's
like a
pink
loop?
One. The pink one's called Flashback with the double
Flashback.
Loops.
Yeah. Flashback. Yeah, that's been around.
I love that ride. That one is fun.
I like the Joker because it's backwards.
Ooh. See, is that a newer one?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that sounds awful.
I haven't been since they've built some of the newer
rides.
Don't
suggest we go, Quincy. Oh, we got to get Ian on a roller coaster.
Yeah. We got to get you on a Gravitron.
We could put him on the white one, just the little loops.
I have a thing with like throwing up in public. You know, so like I don't want to get sick.
Maybe just don't drink beer. I don't know. Like I could. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think I would do that because I don't have like a problem with that. But at the same time, if you like, if like riding in a plane, you get like air sick. I've never gotten air sick, but I've gotten nauseous because of all the what do you call it turbulence.
Yeah.
But roller coaster is kind of different, so.
Yeah.
So,
but one of my favorite ride to this day is the Batman ride.
Love it.
I think it's hands down the best ride. Your feet are dangling, you're locked in, you're going around all the loops. It's just like you're, I don't know, just having a great time on that ride.
What do you do during the ride? Do you scream? Do you close your eyes? Do you just look at everything?
I have my eyes open.
Do you lock eyes with people that you're looking down on?
No, there's no one below you because it's a roller coaster.
Oh.
Love it.
There's no one below you. It's just grass. Yeah. Do you remember when the, I don't know what it's called, mountain one opened up? And it's like all in black?
Yep.
You're in the dark?
What's the name of that one? My brother was telling me about it.
I don't. It's mountain.
Runaway Mountain.
Runaway Mountain. Yeah, that's right.
I could be making that
up. That's right. Runaway Mountain. I loved that
ride. They used
ride.
To put roller coasters on like flyers that you would get in junk mail. Like, come to Six Flags for a season pass. Bring a Dr. Pepper and it gets you in for $20.
$20. I remember. I literally dug in the trash. To get a coupon from a Coke can.
Yeah, they had them built onto the cans.
Now, hold on. Now, before we go too deep into the roller coasters, because I can talk about that all day. What about the experience of getting into the park? Now, this could be nostalgia playing tricks on me, as it's known to do, but it was completely different back then than it is now. Like, I feel like now it's like Six Flags is like, we're here, you know, we're open from 12 to 10, like, come in, do whatever, and just leave. But before, it was inviting. Like, you had the characters that would walk around and interact at the gates early in the morning to get people to come in.
Yeah.
You know.
Which characters are you talking about?
Like the Looney Tunes.
The Looney Tunes, when I went as a kid, were heavily associated with anything kid-friendly in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like you said, you had Bugs and Daffy and Yosemite Sam and all those people dressed up as characters. I've got some great photos of that. Because as a kid, they had major setups to go take your shoes off and go do, like, the ropes and nets and, like, all these obstacle mm-hmm. courses and big slides. And you got to hang out with Bugs and Daffy and all that. And there was even, like, a little ride that, like, a boat. And there was a room where everything was slanted.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, something, like, a ball would drop. And it would go down like a maze. Mm-hmm. And you would just sit there like, oh my gosh, it's gravity. You know, it's
yeah.
like, and it's just like a little like fun that ride one, animatronic.
That one is fun.
And it's mm-hmm. like, whoa, I feel like I'm, you know.
Yeah. yeah. That one I remember having fun in. Like yeah. you're going into a show, yeah. you know. like almost interactive in a way.
I do have fond memories of all the stuff as a kid doing all that stuff. I didn't ride a ton of rides. Like I said, I did the mini mine train. I did the log ride. I did the Roaring Rapids.
Bumper cars
were... That was a huge one because you got to drive.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, yeah. So. The bumper cars. There was one... wasn't there one... Or it wasn't a... Oh.
Uh-oh.
The boat ride, the one where it took like took you back
the
and
pirate
forth.
Ship
yeah. the pirate ship yeah, thing.
I like that.
I loved watching it. I never got on it.
Oh, it's so fun.
What's
if you
fun about that?
If you don't want to
where do you
enjoy
sit on it,
it, you
where do
sit,
you sit?
If you don't want to enjoy it or feel anything, sit right in the middle.
Yeah,
it's boring in the middle.
Yeah,
it's so boring when
not,
you're when it's a busy thing. Season and you have to sit in the middle. Fuck. Yeah. You're like, I'm good.
Me and my grandpa used to
go I'm going to go back.
No.
Yeah, we used to, that was one of our favorite rides. Together.
No.
It's so fun, yeah. but you got to sit in the back, like with a two-seater, yeah. and then
why?
It spreads out.
Yeah.
It's just,
I would
it's
be clinging
simple,
on to.
It's a simple fun.
And then I used to like it because before it was just the pendulum action.
Yeah.
But then as time went on, it would go all the way up. And then it would stop
yes.
for a few seconds.
Stop. And then go
and
back
then
down.
And then it would go back down and you yes. come back up and get stuck. And then finally when it made the full circle, you were like, yes.
No.
I don't think it made a full circle, though.
I think that's a myth.
No.
I don't think it made
there
a full circle.
Quincy,
but not the one at here at Six Flags.
No, not that
one. Like
yeah.
a different one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like
this
a carnival
one only
ones
has
where
a
it's
bar.
Like they don't care.
They've created
could you
this.
Imagine... little kids with just a bar. No, they'd slip out and die.
And that's why you gotta go to like the fair or something. They don't care about safety there.
You're right. Those carnies, yeah.
You ever seen like the rides at the fair where they're like rocking back and forth where people gotta run and jump and put counterweight on the bottom of it? Like,
this is
yeah, they don't care about
no.
your safety there.
No.
Just I'm not getting on money. Anything at a fair or a haunted house even has rides. I'm not.
Yeah.
The one where they like you... stand up and like it spins like a
the gravitron. You don't like the gravitron?
I've never done it.
The alien spaceship.
Whoever is
it's
listening,
so fun.
Find us a gravitron. We have to take.
I just remember Simpsons. They were like spitting, and it would like go.
Oh yeah,
ew.
I remember doing that.
Don't
yeah. do that, please.
Or we would take our no. shoes off and we would throw it and try to hit somebody.
So I do feel good like I kind of missed out on that kind of stuff.
I feel like every time I've been in one, it's been like full to the brim, and you're next to
some
rando person.
Yeah.
person.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, I hope they don't throw up. I hope they don't throw up.
Oh,
but
no.
yeah, you lay on it. Oh, shit. Yeah. Sorry. You lay on it, and then the thing, when it gets enough G-force, it like goes up.
So it just doesn't spin. It also kind of
tilts.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Because I've seen it. I've watched it. Yeah. But I'm like, look at all these... people get off of this thing. They're okay. They made it, you know.
Exactly.
Right.
Same
and then you
with
had
the
Six attendant Flags, right? in the middle, like because like people were throwing stuff in there, so they had an attendant that would stand in the middle, and he would like give you like a show sometimes too.
Oh, with the lights and stuff, mm-hmm. yeah, and the music. They always turned
town.
Up the music
That's,
real.
Yeah.
okay, at Six Flags, do you remember like there was a. Like a sombrero ride.
Yeah.
And it would yeah. I don't know if it was a kid ride or
yeah.
like just like now the scariest thing I did is they had these old school airplanes that were like two-seaters or one-seaters.
Loved it. Yep.
And I felt back then as a kid that it took you as high in the sky and you would spin around. And I really got so scared in that. Like, I'm like, oh, it's not that high. And as soon as we got up there, I'm like, nope, I want out. And I just like dunked my head into the, like, I don't like this at all. Like, I'm stop spinning. Like, it's just like, I never did the swings, the big swings that took you high in the air.
Oh, I love that.
And that's just chain link, holy. You know what I mean? When you think about it, like, that's just chain link.
It just looked, I'm like, that's too high. Too high. Like, I can't do it.
No, I love to look across.
Safety inspector, is this galvanized? Is this titanium? What kind
like
of
the welds I'm looking
yeah.
at?
Yeah. Let me see your certificate. Yeah.
How often do they like change that stuff out? You know what I mean? Because there's the weather, right?
Yeah.
Like that shit can rust, right?
Towards the end of the season, you may lose a few swingers in there. You know, like
they break. No, because I think like most of the rides, like the big roller coasters, have you know real time diagnostics as you're riding. So like when you're hitting a turn, it'll tell you what the G-forces are supposed to be because there's sensors in there. So if there's damage occurring, they know.
Mm.
Okay, so a friend of ours, I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But his dad was a engineer / creator, I think. He used to come do like presentations on like roller coasters and what goes into inventing like
dream.
Mr. Freeze or whatever.
So he's one of the creators or
engineer
of Mr. Freeze,
part of the creative process that goes into that process of making it.
Thank you, mystery man.
No, really nice guy, super great guy, always come and talk about all that engineering. That's what's behind these awesome roller coasters and the what makes those turns and twists and double loops and G-forces involved in it. How much can your body handle all that goes into it? It's a lot. Yeah. It's.
Do you remember there was like some theater type thing where you went in and you sat and you watched something? I don't remember exactly
what it was.
Was
it the president?
No, it like sprayed you in the face at the end.
Oh, it's like those 4D theaters.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I remember when they started doing that, where it would have like fog if there was a fog scene.
Oh, really?
If it was windy, like it would. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Oh, I just had a memory of like going to Six Flags when some of my cousins from up north came down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like cold in December and Christmas time. And
Holiday in the Park.
Holiday in the Park.
That's what they called it, yeah.
And I just remember, like, you know, memories of, like, the carousel, like, at the end when you're, like, exiting the park. And, like, that's the last step that you take is just the carousel ride. Mm-hmm. Like, and just all the lights. And
it was neat.
It's so beautiful. Like, I love the Holiday in the Park.
Here's a funny story. We went to Holiday in the Park. There was only a limited number of rides I think you could do. Mm-hmm. Now, my parents, I would call them ride people. My dad and my uncle would ride everything at that time. Whatever's available, open. What's the elevator one that you go up, it pushes you out,
and I was thinking about that, but I don't know the name. I've never ridden it.
It's an elevator, two-person, and you're supposed to like put a quarter or something on the ground. And as you go down, it like rises up and you can catch it. I don't know what it's
called.
Do your
parents just do that or was that part of the ride?
That was my dad and my uncle. No, that's a universal thing. I don't think I'm making that up. But so I would go and watch my dad do those rides. Like, oh, here they go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, the elevator pushes you out and it drops you. And then it levels out and I think you're laying down,
yeah.
And you gotta get out.
It's like a little tube or something like that.
Kind of, sort of, but it looked more like an elevator, like something I really
want. I've been on
that thing was red, but then there was also the red tower thing, too.
That's what I was thinking of, the red tower.
Yeah, that one I think is just like a normal elevator. It has stairs or something.
But
he is talking about something
I don't know
that
names,
I never rode.
But during Holiday at the Park, this is funny. you know, it's chilly for the time of the year, and we ordered a bunch of hot chocolates. We'll go walk around. Aww. And my mom just took a big old swig and spit it all out because it was like a million degrees, piping hot. And she, I don't know what she thought of. It was milk chocolate, or just wasn't that hot. Right. But it was the fun. It was funny.
She probably not embarrassing, burned her but, whole goddamn mouth.
Yeah, burned her whole mouth. You know, when something's that hot, you're gonna, right. You know, but
wow,
just sort of funny. Like, oh, hot chocolate. Oh, nice little hot chocolate.
Okay, so back to the carnivals. So, did y'all ever? What are those big?
Ferris wheels.
Ferris wheel. I hate those.
I don't mind them.
Just don't like Ferris wheels at all.
Is it because they're boring?
No, I just never feel safe in them. Like, on any Ferris wheel I've ever been
Why
on.
Is that
Has anybody died on a Ferris wheel?
Oh, sure.
That have, like, fell out of them?
Oh, I'm sure.
But it's their own fault, right? That's... But has anybody, like, fallen out because it was broken or faulty?
I'm sure it's happened.
You're sure it's happened?
Well, yeah.
I never rode a Ferris wheel until I was like 25, 26 years old.
Never.
And it was at the stock show and rodeo. I've got some good photos from it, but yeah, I was kind of sketched out about...
Because it's the weight factor. Like, it's not that it's going fast. It's like when the wind starts hitting it. Because you're on that wheel in the middle, so any like slight horizontal movement on there is like major you in the Ferris wheel, because you're already leaning back and
you're
forward
already
like that,
and you always have a knucklehead that's like, and it's like, stop, please stop. It's not built for this. Like,
I've read the safety specs. Stop it. You're in violation.
That's exactly how I panic, Quincy. Thank you. Like, no, we can't do that movement. It's like, it'll create this chain reaction.
Trust me, I know the engineer. Stop what you're doing, citizen.
These carnies are not checking the safety specs. This has not been worked on since 2012. Like, come on. They just tour around Texas with this stuff.
Okay, but do you like the fun houses where you, like, go in and, like, you have to, like, solve puzzles? I don't know.
Get me out of there. No.
Yeah, I know.
No. I'll do haunted houses. I think I'm a little old for it because I don't want to go sweat. Sometimes I have to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't want to be in there for 2.5 hours.
Diarrhea prostate. Hits and you're stuck in the mirror.
I'm like, oh, gosh, that food hit. I got to go. You know, I had one too many beers. Like, like, sir, I need out. And they're like, yeah, you're banned for life. I'm like, because I got to go to the bathroom? Like, speed this thing up. I don't need a 3-hour experience.
Yeah,
I'm not watching Titanic.
Quit hovering me in the corner with a fucking chainsaw, which happened to me, like, as a 14-year-old. Like, no.
I never liked fun houses because there's always that one moron that can't get out. And then they, like, they bump into you and then they will not let go. And I'm like, you're totally ruining the experience. Stop. I hated that.
I was in fifth grade. And me and two of my buddies went to a haunted house, the adult haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
And our buddy's dad was supposed to go in there with us. And at the last moment, he bailed. And just, we got so deep into it. We're like, where's your dad? And we're like, I can't find him. And so it was like, we're stuck. You got to go. There's only one way out, and that's through that thing. And I know haunted houses is not exactly a roller coaster or the state fair, but... There's certain elements that I guess are like maybe in the fun house, like when you go across that bridge and they have the spinning thing that makes you, you can't move. And there's always a slanted hallway with the checkered. Some of that stuff. But when it comes to like mazes, I get tired of the maze. I'm like, how do I get out of here?
Right.
Just tell me how to get. I'm sweating to death. I'm scared. I gotta go to the bathroom.
I gotta poop. Like, help me.
He's still
like,
gotta go.
No, like the local haunted house here called Hangman's. It's a charity haunted house, and they have like kids work in it, teenagers. Mm-hmm. And I ran into a girl. And I'm like, Natalie. I'm like, how do I get out of here? She's like, stick to the left wall. I'm like, okay, great. Like, you know, I'm sweating to death. I gotta get out of here. So, but yeah. The guys chasing you with chainsaws with that plastic cover. There's no chain on it, or, you know, that was scary because the guy hit me in the leg and I thought my leg was going to be chopped off. But luckily,
yeah, I don't think they should touch you. That's the thing. Like, don't touch us. You know what I mean?
That just adds to the experience. That's,
okay.
I may have pushed down no. people to get out of my way. Like, I had a little panic, like Black Friday shopping. Like, get out of my way. Go run into the chainsaw. You know, it's kind of
a... what if somebody has, like, a medical emergency in the middle and they're just like...
You sign the waiver. Good luck. Hope your pacemaker holds
up. Do you remember
up.
How long the line was to get into... like a haunted house. Like, it just, it felt like it took too long.
Yeah, because the one...
Friday or Saturday night, just too long.
I think I've only been to one.
You've only been to one? I think I've been to, like, maybe two or three in my life. But why was everybody already musty? Like, when you're going in the gates and you're just standing there, and it's like people showed up stinky already, and it's like, we're going into close quarters with each other. You didn't think to take a shower before you put on all your Black Sabbath gear.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, the only one that I ever went to is the one at the Weatherford Pythian home, which is like, I think it's like a home, like a child's home. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't want to like.
Sometimes it's the location or the structure.
But there's
of the
like
house
a building that they turn into the haunted house every year. And I think it's partially due to raise money and stuff like that, right? So, so I think it goes to the Pythian home to like help raise the kids that live there and everything. But yeah, I mean, I've only done that once. I think I was probably like 14. I think I did have fun. I don't want to do it now. I think my sister just called me the other day and she's like, hey, do you want to go with me and Christy to go to a haunted house? And I'm like, girl, nah, I can barely walk with the way my foot is.
I would do it as a responsible adult, but it does sound kind of like a kind of a beating, you know, to go through that. But now the state fair, I've never been to the state fair of Texas. I've never got to experience that whole... The best thing I can compare it to is like Stock Show and Rodeo as far as like the food.
Yeah.
You know, you go get a funnel cake or
it's like
a fried
the same
turkey
kind of
leg.
Food.
And just the like carnival games. Carnival games are a beast in itself. Like as far as trying to win them and how are they fun? Are they not? And then you've always got the sketchy carnival rides or roller coasters.
Those are
sketchy, like the homemade roller coaster two-seater. No, I'm not getting on that.
And then they also do kind of stock showy type stuff. I think they have like, you know, they do championship stuff for like the cows and the pigs and the animals and stuff. So there, and then you can like go look at all the animals, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's some the animals, stock show animals, and
at the state fair, do they have animals at the state fair?
Oh yeah. It's like you need to take 3 allergy pills just to get through it.
It does drive my allergies crazy.
Maybe that's why you don't go.
Yeah. We were there at the stock show and rodeo that one time for like all day.
That's when we first started dating.
Traumatic.
It was a bad. It was traumatic. My feet were so swollen by the end of the day.
In cowboy boots. When you're cold, you don't have enough clothing. You gotta walk. Everything's about walking. Everything's cardio based.
Yeah.
If you're not in shape,
why are you here?
You need like a wheelchair or something. Yeah. Something. You need a break.
Okay. What about water parks? So, like, obviously...
I love water parks.
Obviously, when
we know how Quincy thinks about bodies of water.
Yeah. Quincy does not Quincy's like... He doesn't even get
in the pool.
You
want me to get in that with all these people?
At the apartment.
Lazy river, that pee-filled.
Because I'm the guy that pees in the stuff, so I already know. Like, I will pee in the ride.
Don't tell that to...
That was me.
I got...
Don't.
I'm not bringing that up. I'm not bringing it up, but we had that discussion. You're either on one side or the other. There's no gray. There's no middle ground. So we're not going to talk about it, but am I a water park guy? Yes, I am. I do enjoy water parks. They're fun. I like doing the slides. I'll do a slide.
Yeah.
I won't do a roller coaster.
The last time I went to a water park, I think it was the one...
Yellowstone? Jellystone?
The one next to the Yellowstone. I don't know if that's the same company. But whatever the Yogi Bear thing is.
Yeah, that's Yellowstone, Jellystone, Jellystone.
I don't know.
Sorry, I keep saying
But whatever that water park that is right there, yeah. I think that's where...
That was a... I'll curse. It's a shit show.
It's a shit show.
Post-COVID.
We left.
Oh.
And the next day or next couple of days, I had a breakout on my chest.
Oh, yeah.
That would not go away.
See, I went Quincy's to the, like, I went, yep.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Who's monitoring all the water levels?
That's right. See, I'm Ian when it comes to water parks. See, I'm like, let me see that pH scale. Let me see what's going on. When's the last time you shocked the water? Because I just peed in here.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I should not, for the next couple of weeks, have a breakout on my chest that won't go away. It's gross. But I will say probably Hurricane Harbor. Well, okay, here's the thing that I love about the Hurricane Harbor, because it's right across the street from Six Flags, right? Mm-hmm. And it used to be called Wet and Wild. I wish it was still called Wet and Wild.
So sexual.
I mean, it's
on.
Don't. It's on Wet and Wild Way, so they never changed the road name.
You guys trying to get Wet and Wild today. Like, there's no way to say that without sounding like a pervert, like to your friends. Where are you going today, Ian?
Wet and Wild.
Wet and Wild.
What age did you go, first time did you go to the water park? I was, I think older elementary to middle school. Yeah. I didn't go to Wet and Wild till I was in seventh grade. And then I rode everything there. Everything under the sun.
So you'll ride the water park rides.
I'll do the immediate drop slides. I will do that as long as I feel my swim trunks won't fall off or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's always an element of like, oh gosh, you know, something.
Oh, yeah. If you're a chick, no matter what size you are, you got to wear a t-shirt on any of those drop-down ones. The big
risk ones. Factor for women, something.
Because your top will just come right off.
And you know, I used to, because I've gone a couple of times, and I never knew why people wore the, what do they call
like
that?
Wetsuits or like
the wetsuits and stuff. I went one time, and I was on one of the slides, and I guess it was an older one, but the ridges where it connected, every one of them I hit on the way down.
No.
And I mean, it hurt. Like, I don't know.
Oh,
it was turned off, and I'm like, I see why people wear those wetsuits to those parks now.
What was the...
I've never
seen a person
wear a wetsuit.
Are you talking about, like, the black hole ride? Like, the pipes? The,
yeah.
The, like, slide type?
Yeah. Oh, I did that
you're
a couple
on, like,
times.
You're on, like, an inner tube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, all across my back was just bruised.
Yeah.
And wow. Like, yeah, that's why you wear the compression shirt or the wetsuit style shirt.
I see what you're saying.
The black hole slide. Were you in a tube? I can't remember.
I think you're in a tube on that one. It's like a double tube.
It had the light show going on.
Yeah.
And I literally lost your equilibrium. And I think that's part of the fun. But it kind of dropped you like a...
But if you like the water rides...
I enjoyed that,
then you'll like roller coasters.
I'm not going 60 miles an hour in a tube.
Like, you're going pretty fast, though. It's not... These roller coasters do not go 60 miles per hour.
I'll go do one roller coaster just so I can.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll
Holiday
go.
In the
we'll
Park
go.
After Fright
I've
Fest.
Been, I've been saying this for 20-something years that I'd go do it. And no one has made me do it.
Well,
no
because
one's
I'll find
you
any excuse to get out of it.
Me, you, and Quincy all want to go. Going. Let's just go.
You have to sign a waiver. If I throw up, you're not going to get upset. You're not going to yell at me. You're not going to judge.
No, I will judge you, but not to your face.
Thank you.
I'll talk about you later.
I don't think that's a problem.
He sounds like Dusty Slay to me.
Who?
What did he just said? How he said it? He sounds like Dusty Slay. That guy we made you watch him, the country guy.
I will judge you.
The worst
stop
sunburn I ever got was at NRH2O in North Richland Hills.
Did you
area.
Not have sunscreen, sir?
No. Or that, I did, but it wasn't
number
enough.
Number one.
Sometimes you have to apply
even
that stuff
flags.
Back then every 4 hours. Yeah. We were there, it felt like 12 hours. And I've never peeled so much in my entire life. And I had so much fun because I was active for that whole time. I even try to like go play sand volleyball with like adults, and I'm like in middle school. Like I'm like, oh, I can go play with
this. What's going on?
You know, and the wave pool. I must have spent a long time in the wave pool, but I almost drowned in there also, because I think I got tired. And so I didn't have a tube either, which is dangerous. You're playing a dangerous game. And I kept getting hit, and I couldn't get out of the water, mm-hmm. and it became like a drowning thing. So I somehow clinged onto a side ladder, and I just like climbed out and said, "No, I'm done." Like I was like literally like choking, and I got tired of all the people in the tubes. I'm like, "Get out of here with your tube."
Okay, what about the lazy river?
We used to go hunting for money and coins and.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Bring your goggles and go get dollar bills. Dry it out. Yep. Go get you a hot dog.
Get you some boob money out of the lazy river.
The boob money.
You knew that's where it was coming from.
You remember those little canisters you would carry around your neck to like put your money?
No.
Okay, then maybe that's just me. Yeah, they sold that. You had to
Like
a waterproof containers. Yeah. Early,
I don't remember that.
Early technology.
Or the pouches, too. I used to keep my inhaler in there.
Aww.
I was that kid. That was like, you know, before every ride. That was me.
You see some woman. Yeah. Oh. This is crazy.
With the little exhale, with the smoke coming out.
How you doing? We used to play hide and seek and tag in the lazy river. And when you missed the exit, sometimes guys would sneak out of the exit. And you would miss it, and you would try to fight the current. It was a losing battle, obviously, even as a strong swimmer. But that was fun, playing that. But I didn't like being the one where everyone ditched you. Mm-hmm. Then I would just quit. I was a sore loser. I just quit. Like, I'm going to go over here and go to the wave pool or ride a ride. You know, I'm too cool for that, playing tag, all that. But.
You guys are so immature.
God, just a bunch of losers, immature.
He's all salty about it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
See, and I like carnivals because my grandpa would, well, not pimp me out, but because I was so cute and he was so old, like we, you know, because he couldn't play any of the games because my grandpa was already old when I was a kid. But, you know, I'd be like riding on his shoulders and they'd be like, oh, he's so cute and... Yeah, I just want to win this, you know, stuffed animal from my grip. We walk out of there with trash bags full of stuff.
No.
Yeah, we cleaned up. We were a good duo.
I was never good at any of those games. Like,
I got bullied one year. I have some friends that can attest to... There was a female carny with about one of her big tooth.
Wait, did you just say a big tooth?
Yeah, like her big tooth. Her front tooth. I don't know what you call it. Your chompers. But...
Buck teeth,
yeah. She was missing one of them. I don't know if this was her career choice. I'm not judging.
Yeah.
But I'm just giving you a lay of the land.
Sorry.
So...
Okay, before you go into the story, I just thought about the Ariana Grande music video. And, what's her name from... American Pie. Stifler's mom.
Oh.
She's in the music video and she's like,
MILF lady.
Have you ever been with a guy who only has one tooth? And Ariana's like, no. And she's like, well, he never gets anything stuck in it. That's what I just thought about.
That is so random. Thank you.
Okay, yes. You said big tooth. I was just... Yeah. Making a comparison.
Okay. So, guess what carnival game she is running?
Ring toss.
It's a basketball hoop. Not a regular basketball hoop, but it feels like it's about 14 feet tall.
Oh.
Not only that, I think the rim is bent kind of crazy to prevent
the
you
ball
from
going
making...
In.
And I think they slant it, like angle it.
Yeah. Yes.
Now I'm
they always do something.
Quincy, yeah. I played basketball up until my sophomore year of high school. I was on the JV. That was my go-to sport besides football. I'm a pretty good free throw shooter. I'm a white guy. I can only do three points, free throws, and defense and hustle. I don't have athleticism. I don't have vertical. I'm not the fastest guy in the room, but I got that.
All fundamentals. So she said,
it's $5 for so many shots. I'm like, okay, I can do this. And I can win. They had some Mavericks gear. They had some stuffed animals. I'm like, I'm going to win me something. They had some really cool stuff.
They always have the best prizes.
They were some really good prizes. Yeah. So guess what? I pay $5, three shots. The basketball, I barely dribble it, and it goes above my head. I don't know why it was cranked up to 11.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, no. Something's wrong. I don't like basketballs that are that pumped up.
Yeah.
So I shoot. I'm low on the first one. Then I go too hard. Then I hit the rim. Because the height, it's not a normal NBA 10 foot. I'm like, what is going on? This was my first experience with getting hosed by a carny.
Yeah.
So I spent $60 and never made a shot.
What?
$60?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I could not dial in. It was cold. I had like a vest or a jacket. I'm taking it off. I'm getting angry. And she's like, you'll be back. Because you're pride. Stop. You're a man. You can't make it. You won't make it. And she mind warped me. Like
psychological warfare.
And I'm like, I'm not coming back. You're not getting any more. I went to the ATM, pulled out more money. I'm back. I'm going to make this
when
shot.
When somebody tells me I'm going to do something, I stick to my guns and say, nope, I'm going to do it.
I was like a gambler. I couldn't stop. My even pride, she got me.
The bent rim and the unknown height.
Yeah. I was starting to do calculations, accumulate for the wind. I don't know, but I could not make that shot.
No, you didn't make it.
It wasn't even
one
a
time.
3-point distance. They had this net up as a mental barrier. And I'll tell you what, Quincy, that was the worst shooting percentage I've ever had in any basketball related. I just went 0-for.
My
I had a Russell Westbrook
doing math on the concrete.
And that girl got me. That carny got me. And to this day, I cannot live it down. That carny played me like a fiddle.
Damn.
Just, you'll be back. I'll get that money from you.
Nope.
I was like, no,
sure
you won't.
Won't.
I'm out. I'm going to go get a funnel cake and a beer. I'm out. No, I went right back. I got 40 more bucks. Got hosed. I didn't win a damn thing. I did not win a damn
I always
thing.
Try to do the... The dart one where you like puncture the balloon. It always just bounces off.
It's all rigged. I don't.
Yeah, it bounces off. Probably because it's not sharpened. Yeah.
See,
if
now
it was
I'm angry.
Sharpened.
I'm angry. I just relived that.
Can
I'm
I bring
angry.
My own? You know what I mean?
See, we got to watch the YouTube videos on how to win, and we just need to go to one and just clean up and take everything.
I just think about Joe Dirt when he's working at the carnival.
Spraying Pam.
Spraying it with Pam.
He's like, yeah, you're close. Almost on the money. Good shot, sir.
Yeah, that's how they do it. That's why me and Grandpa, we had it dialed in because we had the cute factor going on. And they just, you know, they ate it up. Like, oh, my grandson really wants that.
They had glass bottles set up, and they give you baseballs to break the bottles. I threw as hard as I could 3 times. I have a pretty good arm, Quincy, you know. And I whiffed. And I drilled one of the bottles. It didn't break. So what does that tell you? And the guy said, look at old noodle arm coming up here. And I'm like, dude, you want me to take you out back? Like, no, that guy probably would have killed me. But I'm just, he's like, we'll see you again, noodle arm. And I'm like, I'm not reliving the whole basketball game. Like, these carnies just have my number. It's rigged.
It's even worse when it's a carny dogging you out because it's like just a normal person is okay, but it's like this is your life, bro. Like you're the saddest thing at this carnival right now.
Ooh, the horse racing game is fun where it's like a mini.
You gotta squirt the water and
move
the
horse.
Oh
yeah, yeah, you squirt the water.
Or
yeah,
it has the.
I like that one.
Skee ball element. That's you gotta throw it in to move the horse so many spots.
Mm-hmm.
That game is really fun.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that is a lot of fun.
I don't know what that one is.
No. It's got 12 seats, 15 seats. You have all the horses start on the left side. And to make the horse move, you take a skee ball and you throw it in either 1 through 5 spots that are circles. So it's like doing skee ball to make your horse move. It's great.
I don't remember. Like, it sounds familiar, but the only connection I have with horses and moving.
She blanked out that when we did play those games because we walked too much and she had enough. Remember? Yeah, she's already up.
Yeah, cardio wasn't for you.
Well, my feet were swollen. See? From we went to the morning. This was at the Stock Show Afternoon Rodeo. This is at the evening. Old Dick, yeah. At the old Will Rogers Center.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they, you know, we went to the morning show with his parents, but then we also had extra tickets with our friends that night. So we had a double day, you know, night and day show or whatever. So we decided to just stay up there and walk around and, you know, we'll find a spot to sit
down. We walked more there than we did in our entire life.
Just going by the from end, expo when we got to the truck. Oh, mind you, he didn't even park in like a normal, you know, parking spot area. I don't know where the hell we parked, but it was somewhere way off course. Made me walk even further. We get to the truck.
Oh, I parked.
I can't get my boot off because my feet are swollen so bad. I literally kick my boot off and I break the bottom of the boot or the heel of the boot.
She threw it at me.
I did not throw it at him. He's being dramatic. I just threw it I just kicked it off on the ground. And then I just didn't pick it up.
Where did we go after that? Back to your place?
Probably back to my place.
That's a long day. That's a long day.
And I was like crying on the way home. Like just so exhausted. I'm still waiting on
that apology though.
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding. No, I was in the wrong... I park too far away. So as you get older, I don't
even know where we park.
As you get older, park as close as you can. Wear comfortable shoes. Pay the money for the
parking, people.
Don't move yourself into an apartment or a house. Pay people to do it.
That's it.
Save your back. It's all about the back.
See, I'm lame because, like, I put my back brace on when I go to Six Flags now. Like, I got my knee brace on, my ankle brace. Like, I'm not risking anything in here.
Texas Giant lived up to it.
You cut your wrist.
I am wrist strapped up. I am strapped up when I go to Six Flags now.
My knees from...
Like, dude, the other day, I don't know what I had to go to my truck for, and I just threw on some flip-flops. One step out the door, I almost roll my other ankle. And I'm just like, this is why I don't go anywhere on the weekends. I'm just falling apart every chance I get.
Yeah, when we first started dating, I like threw my back out just sleeping one night. And it's never been the same since. And I'm like, I'm not even in my 30s yet. Exactly. That happened when I was 28.
She blew out her ACL when we were moving to Abilene. She's got like a knee brace.
I jumped out of the back of his truck. Moving.
Yeah.
And I think the way I jumped out, it like, you know, just damaged.
All because I didn't have Nerf bars or like the little steps, you know. Because I don't like the look of it.
Stop being so cheap, Ian. Just pay for the safety stuff. Pay for the parking. Pay the movers. Get some Nerf bars.
Those are harsh lessons. Like...
We did try to pay for movers from Abilene.
And I got ghosted by a fake moving company. Like, I can't win. The carnies are winning. The ghost moving companies.
Hey,
like,
you know what? We just like gotta make a fake moving company and just not show up.
They
didn't even
get me for money. They just, like, really just went out of their way to be dicks. Like, they didn't even get my credit card info or, hey, we require
a... inconvenience. They
just,
just
really angered me. I'm like, hello, hi, this
we're
is
we're willing
Ian.
To give you money.
Y'all were supposed to be here at 8 o'clock. Where are y'all? And I'm like, keep calling. I'm like,
Ian's on the phone with the Better Business Bureau. And they're like, sir, we can't reiterate this enough. It's not a real company. Well, who do I file the complaint with?
I'm like, they were on the news in Abilene.
They were literally on a news channel.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm like, oh,
talking
so
about how great of a company
in ownership
this is.
Turns it from a good company to non-existent. The woman only communicated via email. Like, yeah. That was weird. We can do that. It was yes to everything.
Yeah, we had to call Ian's dad in an emergency situation.
To drive 2 hours. Yeah. My dad, you know, he's...
Shout out to Papa.
Like, got ghosted by a
came
moving
clutch
company.
For his boy.
You call every other moving company in an entire city. They're like, we're booked. We don't have anybody. We don't have workers. We don't have... I'm like...
But now, are you guys the type where it's like once you have movers, like you sit there over them and then you're like still lifting stuff? Because that's how my mom moves, and I'm like, you're on your own. Because I hate that. I'm like, I'm going to go get lunch. You guys want anything? Like, just put it in boxes.
Well, I just think like if I help, that's less time I got to pay them. You know what I mean?
I'd just rather pay them. Like the boxable stuff you can do, but like when the movers come... I'm not, like, standing over them, like, okay, guys, and then you're going to go at a 63-degree slope here. I'm not doing that. Like, these are professionals. Like, don't scratch my sofa. Don't tear it. Like, and I'll tip you at the end, you know?
The two guys that moved her old apartment to Grand Prairie, Arlington, to Fort Worth, it was a hot day.
Oh, yeah.
It was a second floor down the steps to the truck. I felt bad for those guys. It's called two guys in a truck.
Mm-hmm. But I think we did help them. But I didn't have a lot. We don't. Yeah. We probably doubled up our shits, and I mean, obviously, but we've gotten a lot more stuff.
We gave them a good tip, though. Yeah. Those guys. That's a brutal job.
I always give them lunch of their choice. Like, I'll run out before they're finished. Like, what do you guys want for lunch?
Smart, yeah.
And then, like, if they can't have a beer, well, most of them, you know.
Gatorade, waters, all day. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about how did we go from roller coasters to moving companies?
Well, we're
it is a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster of life.
I got ghosted.
You like how I did that?
Quincy, I was as high as can be like, joyful. I don't have to move stuff. My back is saved. And I hired a moving company. I'm doing the mature thing, the smart move. And I go down to the low of, I got ghosted by a fake company that didn't even take my money.
Yeah,
they didn't even actually rip me off. They just inconvenienced me.
Mind you.
So I know that roller coaster.
Mind you. This was after months of dealing with the opposite of the bottom people below us for like 3 months.
Yeah.
We get ghosted by a moving company.
And
we finally
those idiots above
here.
Us moved out.
Yeah, like a
weeks
month before.
Before we moved out. And it's like, we can't win.
We can't win. So, yeah. So, and then we move in here. No one lives down there for 3 months, and then we get all hell.
All hell, right back.
Right back.
Like, you cannot make this up.
Our life has been
not carnies, but like,
who did you piss off, Madame Zeroni from Holes or something?
Like, how do you cleanse your whole like personality, aura, timing, whatever? I don't know how you do that.
Exorcism or something.
Do you think I'm possessed? I don't know. I just king of bad timing.
Somebody's got a voodoo dog.
Our very first date, I was served.
She almost ate spoiled rotten chicken.
Yeah.
So if that wasn't a sign that maybe we should have split ways. I'm just kidding.
Tried to kill her on the
first
day.
She goes, oh, I like to have beers and drink beers. I'm going to get a beer. Well, and then she's like, two sips in. She's like, I'm done. I don't like that. You can drink it.
I want my Dr. Pepper.
I'm like, in your profile picture, you're drinking a beer. What happened?
It was in
what
changed?
It's just
a prop.
Call.
That's how
to make you think
it.
I like
she used
beer.
To be a blonde too. Look at her now.
What?
I know. I got a bunch of gray hairs.
You used to be blonde.
Blonde
I
Bristol
dyed my
was.
Hair.
She was different.
Blonde.
She was different. What was blonde Bristol like?
She was the fun one.
The same.
Pre-injuries.
She was the fun
no,
one.
No, no. Yeah. I had my injury then.
Yeah, they started piling up real quick.
Once it started wearing off, the injuries started piling up.
Look at all these
like,
damn gray hairs.
Who is this?
I've been dealing with a lot of stress lately in the past couple of years.
You would think that she has a kid.
I would have a kid with how many gray hairs I have, how many injuries my body has taken, and all of this stuff. Like you and Tara said.
Like she's a pro athlete dealing with like these traumatic, yeah. Like. Oh, ACL,
rotator
knee
cuff.
Joints, your
no.
Scapula. Like,
yeah.
I've been dealing with insomnia since I was like 19. Ooh. Now I have sleep apnea and partially sometimes insomnia.
Like, it sounds like Bristol needs to be seen at the VA when she lives.
They need to do a sleep study
Where
on her.
Where did you serve at?
Please, somebody come do a sleep study. I have a prime candidate.
See, that's why I don't make fun of people when they talk about their grades, because I just turned 31 and I haven't found one yet. And I'm
about their what?
About their what?
Their gray hairs.
Oh,
gray hair. I don't make fun of the gray hair anymore, because I'm like,
it comes quick.
Any day now, it's just gonna, you know what I mean?
You're gonna be like, oh, I think I'm gonna buy this Just for Men beard and hair, you know, like fill in, like,
yeah,
or maybe I can pull off the salt and pepper. You know, it escalates quickly.
Yeah, I've just been thinking, I'm just going to grow them out. I don't care. I'm getting older.
I'm growing my hair out simply just because I still can.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally growing my hair out. I just want to do it once.
Until the end of October. Don't get too crazy. He's not going all Joe Dirt on us.
I'm not a hippie. I'm not a hipster, I don't think.
You going to do the mullet one last hurrah before?
I think so.
I asked him if he was going to be like a man bun type guy, and he said no.
Just do it all before you lose it, man.
Yeah.
Just do it all.
I'm going to rock it. 37 is not the end.
But he does have a good mustache and beard. Yeah, when he has his beard, obviously.
My facial hair game is strong. Yeah. They're quite
and
strong.
The brown, the reddish brown.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But no, the red's gone now. It's all gray.
No, it's not.
Down here? I don't want to be negative Nancy, but...
Okay, but it's a beautiful color.
But how we went from facial or roller coasters to facial hair and state fairs.
It's all tied together.
It's all tied together.
There's no facial hair in your food at the fair.
I think my final closing statement is that I'm always in the mood for a funnel cake.
Oh, yeah.
If I had one dessert choice, I would go with funnel cake.
Fried Snickers.
One time, can I... One time we bought like a at home make your own funnel cake type thing, and I put way too much powdered sugar on it.
Oh god!
And it was not good later.
Like the Cookie Monster just going bit, like on a bend, like a binger. Powdered sugar! I've been on a powdered sugar high.
Whew. Yeah,
that is a roller coaster.
Yeah. But that's probably my favorite, or one of my favorite, like, main desserts, you know?
You're just copying what I say?
No, but I like the cotton candy, too.
Ew.
What? I like the cotton candy.
Never been a fan of cotton candy.
Do they serve lemon chills at...
Probably.
I think I've seen lemon chills, or like Dippin' Dots, or...
At Six Flags, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I think I've never had one.
I think they give out, or you have to pay for some sort of ice cream at the Six Flags.
I had the dots, but I...
The dots were always good.
Yeah.
I wonder why I can't find them in the grocery store.
That's the magic you gotta...
That was groundbreaking, for sure. You know, when Bristol came up with this topic...
Because I'm so freaking smart.
She gave it a... This is an awesome topic. This is great. I didn't believe her at first, but I'll have to say this is a pretty good topic.
Ian thought he was just going to sit back and let me and Quincy talk. No, he had plenty to talk about.
I did.
That's right.
I did.
And the moral of the story today, of today's episode, is go out and spend $60 and beat those fucking carnies. Don't let them win. Don't let them pick out a personality trait about you and ride you and you not come out of there with the stuff. Bugs Bunny, go out there and ball out.
Measure the rim. Take a look
at
it.
That's what she said.
Do your math, your calculations.
Wear just something for Kentucky windage, you know. Lead your shots.
It's like being like a sniper. Yeah, it's like the military. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's very close, very similar.
Yeah, but go out and have fun with your friends and family. Go out to a amusement park. Go-karts. We should do go-karts, by the way.
Bring a level also. Make sure the ground is, you know, equal footing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure you're, like, locked in, not just partially locked on those rides.
Tie your hair up before you get on anything with moving parts, you know.
Don't
maybe
put
wear a shirt when you're going down a big slide.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so you don't get skin rashes, too. See? Wear wetsuits, people. They look lame as hell, but they serve multiple purposes at the water park. You won't see me in there, but hey, I'm rooting for you because I'm peeing in the water.
Always look for the camera on a roller coaster ride so you can buy that photo.
Buy the photos.
Keep the memories. Buy the t-shirts. Oh, I just saw a TikTok that said, if you're going to these theme parks, buy your kid like a large adult size t-shirt. That way, if they want to wear it when they're older, they can. And I was like, that's a great fucking idea.
And you put how many times they go. So when they're like, we never do anything. And then you just pull out
just keep a scorecard.
Yeah. And put how much you spent at the park on them.
The gift shops and souvenirs, I think, were always really cool. Because Six Flags had the carnival ride. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Get something to take home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Awesome. I really enjoyed this episode.
It was your topic.
Yeah. It wasn't just my topic.
It was you and Quincy. Y'all are the extreme roller coaster. God, we're so extreme. Super we're not. Mr. Freeze.
I haven't rode roller coasters in probably 10 years.
And you want to get on there with all your back issues?
Hey, maybe it'll go back into place. Maybe that's what it is.
That Texas Giant, man.
Mind blown.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Growing Up Millennial. We really enjoy your support. Thank you.
Please look for our Instagram post. It's not an ad by Instagram for like soup.
For
it literally soup. was related to the topic, which was that's sick.
I told him that the last episode Instagram post looked like an ad for
Campbell's.
Soup.
I had a Campbell's.
That's good. That draws attention.
So Bristol's like literally swiping
past.
Like, what is this soup ad?
We didn't even know what our own post
I'm
was.
I'm like, wow.
He did it this time.
My taste is as annoying as an ad. So that was the cover photo for our Instagram post.
But when Warhol does it, you all love it. So, yeah. But when Ian does it, it's just a boring
They're like, soup.
Make up your minds, people. Yeah.
No, that's just me. Okay.
Well, we're going to get off of here, and we're going to go stretch and rub some Icy Hot on our joints. Just thinking about roller coasters makes my back ache. Now.
Somebody tell me what the name of that elevator ride was. Guy in Belgium,
no
I'm looking
idea.
At you.
Yeah, Belgium. tell us what kind of roller coasters you guys have out there.
All right.
Come visit.
Okay, bye guys.
Right, signing off.